of becoming a NASA robotics engineer. To work towards that, Ehan Ratani has embraced free online coding courses. His mum, Noreen, joins us now. Noreen, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, you too. How are you?
Well, thank you. Welcome to the show. So why does your boy want to work for NASA?
Oh, I think that has been his dream since he was 2 years old. He used to imagine an imaginary country where he lives. It's a planet. It's somewhere in the space. I think that's where his kind of passion started. Since then, he always wanted to kind of explore space, go to Mars and other planets, thought about working for NASA. But I think now he has kind of gone slightly beyond that. Haven't you, Ehan?
Yes.
Really? Hi, Ehan. So what's beyond NASA?
So I want to work for NASA for some time.
Right.
So after that, I'm going to go and create my own organization for space exploration.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So can I ask you, Ehan, what courses are you taking?
Well, so right now I'm taking a course on Python.
That's the coding.
And I want to learn Java after that so I can become an Oracle certified professional.
Are you sure you're just 8 years old?
Yeah, he just turned eight this month only.
That is fantastic. Nori, can I ask you, where does this scientific mind come from?
At least not from me and my husband, for sure, because we are totally non-IT people. Finance and recruitment is our forte, so nothing to do with IT or science. But I think from a very young age, he was always into exploration and trying to do things on his own. So he's a very self-learned kid, you know. And obviously, because like we're not into IT, all these courses and everything, he has just self-taught him. He went to I enrolled for a course with Aachen Education Board to kind of learn HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, and I kind of gave up after two classes. Whereas he continued, and at the end of it, he went through some courses on Allison.com, got himself certified, and turned out that he was one of the youngest certified professionals of Allison. So yeah, I think he's very like I said, self-taught, and something that initiative that he's probably taken on his own. Nothing from our side on that, for sure.
Wow, amazing. So, Ehan, this organization you want to create after you worked for NASA for a few years, what would be the ultimate aim?
Well, my ultimate aim is not just to go on the moon and other places. I want to go to Mars and Jupiter and really far like that.
How wonderful. Look, with schoolwork, are you okay with that, or do you find it holds you back a little bit?
Well, I find it quite easy, and I get it done quickly, so then after that I do more complicated work.
Wow. And what do you do for fun?
Well, for fun, I just create coding projects, or I watch football and cricket. Oh, I like playing chess. Like, once I became a finalist for the London Chess Championship.
Wow. And which football team do you follow, Ehan?
In cricket.
No, in football.
Oh, I like Manchester City.
No one's perfect. Ehan, good luck. I hope to talk to you in years to come when you have achieved your big dreams.
Thank you.
Noreen, good luck to you, and look after that lovely boy. Very clever little boy, by the way, Noreen. Wish you well.
Thank you so very much. Really appreciate that.
No problem at all. 8-year-old Ehan from St Albans. Despite what you might think, do not dismiss his big dreams. And I learned the hard way. Because the first week I started working here, it was a Thursday afternoon, and I told you this before, they had me interview a young lad from Stevenage, who was 14, who just signed for McLaren, and he told me he was going to be the world champion. And I laughed at Lewis Hamilton.